Hi guys, this is a quick boo. Actually, this is a bit of a technology demo of sorts. Now, this has taken me a long time to get to grips with trying to buy one of these products. I've been after one since I first saw one, mid to late last year. And some of you guys will probably know exactly what that is. I was prattling around with one last time I was in Scotland, and that is the ID Mate Quest. First of all, what is the ID Mate Quest? Well, after a lot of scrimping and saving and borrowing, I managed to get one. I'm going to describe it to you right quick before we power it up and actually demonstrate it in use. Now, I'm going to demonstrate what it does in different conditions. Under conditions where it knows a barcode and under conditions where it does not. And also the level of information you can get out of a barcode if it is known. Now, the product is also supposed to go out and get products, but it doesn't always do it. I'm going to walk you through the menus, the system options, briefly, and we'll talk about the physical shape of this thing. This, to start with, to look at the shape, it looks like a pyramid, which is basically kind of what it is. It's a pyramid-shaped object. It's in a rubber case, by default. The one I saw that Amy has wasn't, but this one is. I think she took it out of its case, but I've left mine in because it looks a bit neater and you can grip it with its little grippy bits. It's kind of got sticky out grippy bits on it. It's rather cool. On its front face, there's a camera that's used for currency detection. You need the internet to use that. And then below that are a series of buttons. There's a long button to the left, a triangle up, a triangle down, and an oval button in between those. And then to the right of those is a round button and a square button. Right, the long button. That's the mode button. That changes what mode it is. You can tell when I press it. Look. Pretty solid little buttons. The mode button selects the different modes that this has. It used to have Skype mode, but they've taken that out because obviously they killed it. The up and down arrows are what they say. Up is previous information. Down is next information. Oval select is play pause. The round button to the right of that is a record button to record information about a barcode that is not known, and the square button is an erase button or go back button. On the left hand side is a indented button, which is a power on button. On the top of the unit above the camera and the necessary things is a volume wheel and mains input, and on the right hand side is the USB, the headphone jack. And underneath the rubber, you can't actually see it because it's tucked in beneath the rubber, is the SD card hole, which I'm going to leave my rubber thing on because it's sort of needed. On the bottom is a big window. Now, this window at the bottom is plastic. I thought it was glass, but it's plastic. That's the business end of the unit. That's the barcode scanner. So let's power this unit up by pressing the power button, and you'll hear it beep. That's just telling me it's coming on. I think this thing runs Windows of sorts, but I don't know. I don't have a way to find out. You'll hear a strange noise in a minute. So, that's the barcode scanner operating. I don't know why it does that thing, but it does.
ID Mate Quest.
Ding. Right.
8 GB card. Battery 87%.
My battery was at 94% when I got it, but I've been prattling around with it, so.
ID mode.
Let it get connected. Get its life in order. And it should
come. Connected to Christian G Network.
There we are. So everything is now up and running. Now, what you do, I'm going to scan a CD first. I'm going to try it with some products and I'll show you what happens. Let's try this CD. This is a CD that Diane gave us when we boarded Smokey with her. So you just lift up the, turn the thing on its back. I didn't even get a chance
product,
to.
Songbirds by the stream.
Now, in order to
continued.
It says continued and then plays a chime. That means I've got to press the down facing arrow to move to the next piece of information.
CD.
It tells you what format it is.
Follow an easy flowing stream into the heart of the forest and discover the magical melodies of over 30 songbirds. Presented in surround sound. Dan Gibson's superb digital field recordings reveal a tranquil world of warblers, thrushes, sparrows and many other delightful species. This continuous play album offers 23 separate tracks that allow for easy access to preferred section. Please refer to the liner notes for a detailed listing of species.
So that tells you a lot about that CD. If we press down arrow again, we'll see if it gives them any more. Nope, there's nothing there, so press it again.
Product, Songbirds by the Stream.
So there you go, that gives you a rough idea of how much information you can get from a product. Now, let's try this with some stuff that I bought from the shop. Now, some of this may work, some of it may not. I bought some Stella, and I bought some Fosters, because I fancied a change, but I've got both. I can have maybe some one night and some another. So let's flip this over and find the barcode. You sometimes have to really prat around with these somewhat. I'm just looking for the obvious thing. Sometimes barcodes are a pain to find. In fact, it's not even there. I don't know how the hell Leanne at the shop scanned that. I really don't. But I can't see a barcode. Well, the scanner's gone to sleep. That's what it means. It's gone for too long and it's... Ah! Nope. I thought I'd found it. Hang on.
ID mode.
Now, usually you can scan these and it will find a freaking barcode. Ah, it's there. You just kind of have to scan it somewhat.
Item not found. To record, press and hold the record button. Cancelled. Item not found.
So it hasn't found them.
Cancelled.
So that is Foster's, but it hasn't found it. I know it's Foster's because that's what I bought. Let's try it with these Stellas. These are Stella Artois, so these should be well known. This is what it does. Sometimes this thing is not perfect. Other times you will find...
Product. Unisex alloy analog quartz keychain watch with arrow. Bronze.
That didn't work.
Product. Product. Unisex alloy analog quartz.
Whoa.
Keychain watch with arrow.
That's wrong. That's Stella Artois. That's Stella Artois. That didn't work. Let's try it with the milk. Now we'll get something that it does work within a minute.
Product Robert Wiseman Dairies, the West Country Dairy Whole Milk 2 litres.
There you go. There you go.
Continued.
You can read all about it. But what you can also do... Whoa. Is not do that. Good job that landed back down. Now I'm going to try scanning a few more items. See what else I can find. I know it'll find this.
Product Malters as Teasers 150G.
You can see that it's got potential to be quite useful. Ooh.
Item not found.
It had a look, record. But it didn't.
Press and hold the record button. Memo.
So you can go through
current
all sorts of different modes. I will
press
do
next or previous to select a playlist.
I will do some better stuff with this over the coming boo. But I'm going to show you a couple more products that I know that it'll pick up, and I'll let you read all the description of what I've got here. So let me get these out of my freezer. I've got some stuff in my freezer.
System, help, ID mode.
Right. I know for a fact that I've got a product in my freezer that this thing will pick up. Let's find out what these are. They look like burgers to me, but I don't know. So I'm just going to quickly get the...
Product Tesco 2 Smoked Haddock Fish Cakes 270G.
There we are. Oh, the fish cakes. Okay, I could have done them as beef burgers and got disappointed.
Product Tesco 2 Smoked Haddock Fish Cakes 270G.
I could have got very disappointed there. Let's try these. Now, I'm going to make it do this last one.
Product Sainsbury's Pork Steak and Kidney Pie 600G.
I'll read the next bit.
Continued. Package size 600G. Product description pies.
So it just tells you a lot of information. I will do another boo about this in a minute, and I'll be